GOP lawmakers, Air Force responsible for leak of Republican candidate Jennifer Ruth Green's military records. By Christina Wong on October 26, 2022. The Air Force confirmed that one of its personnel leaked confidential military records of Republican U.S. House candidate Jennifer Ruth Green to an opposition research firm just weeks before the midterm elections, according to two Indiana Republican congressmen. Republican Study Committee Chairman Jim Banks and Representative Larry Bouchon said in a statement Wednesday that they spoke to Air Force Inspector General Lieutenant General Stephen Davis and that the Air Force was taking full responsibility for the leak of records, which was then reported by Politico, that revealed that Green, an Air National Guard lieutenant colonel, was sexually assaulted during her time in the military. Green said she had begged the outlet not to report her sexual assault, but they did so anyway. She accused her opponent, incumbent Representative Frank Mervin, and his allies for the leak, but a spokesman for Politico, Brad Dayspring, claimed at the time that the records were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request. Banks and Bouchon said in a statement. On yesterday's call, the Air Force took full responsibility for improperly releasing Lieutenant Carl Green's confidential personnel records to an opposition research firm just weeks before the midterm election. Lieutenant General Davis informed us that the leaker has been identified and will be held accountable. The Air Force completed its preliminary investigation and is currently investigating whether the leaker had a political or financial motive, whether the leaker acted alone, and if the Air Force needs to strengthen policies related to its handling of confidential records. The National Republican Congressional Committee tweeted that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee appears to have leaked the records to Politico. A Daily Caller report said the DCCC had hired an opposition research firms for the Mervin Green race, the due diligence group, and that the Mervin campaign had hired deep dive political research. Neither firm responded to a request for comment by the outlet. Green tweeted about the Air Force's revelation. We now have confirmation that my records weren't properly obtained through FOIA as that Politico claimed. They were obtained by a Democrat opposition research firm and their release was illegal. It's the worst of politics. Hoosiers deserve better than at Rep. Mervin. Banks and Bouchon said the Air Force improperly affected a competitive House race and must provide transparency before Election Day. They said, we are calling on the Air Force to publicly take responsibility for mishandling Lieutenant Carl Green's service records. Additionally, before the midterm election, the Air Force should release any information it has regarding the financial relationship between the DCCC and the opposition research firm that sent confidential records to Politico's Adam Rentis, a smear service member who happens to be running for public office. No service member should have to fear that their confidential service records will be used against them. The Air Force must take immediate steps towards transparency for the sake of all veterans and service members. Banks is also a Navy reservist and the ranking member of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Cyber, Innovative Technologies, and Information Systems. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.